you think it's possible to achieve financial freedom or financial independence today in the era of cryptocurrencies within 4 years? Same amount of time it takes to get a university education? I'd say maybe. Let's talk about it. Welcome once again to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investment, and welcome again to Poland. I'm here in Słupsk, wonderful, beautiful, quaint town of Słupsk. I want to tell you that now I think more than ever it's possible for someone to become financially free within a short period, like within 4 years. I always like to use this example about Peter Thiel investing in Facebook. If you had bought $10 worth of Facebook at the same time Peter Thiel did, an ICO, you would have sold it for millions of dollars. And that's the kind of opportunities that exist today in cryptocurrency. But there's certain things that you have to do in order to get to that point, because you can't just come in not having invested anything, not even saving anything, and get yourself in that position a few years later. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic. It's not in the karma and the cards. When I used to work in a call center, I was selling insurance, and I get people calling up every week saying, "Oh, can you please just extend my payment for another week? I just really need the money right now." And it was always pretty obvious that these people had just not looked at their bank account and probably gone off to the pub and spent a few too many. That's the plight of the common man, like the regular person's understanding of finance. They don't get taught that in schools, and they end up living hand to mouth, one paycheck away from being destitute. It's a big problem. So there are important lessons that you have to learn, that you have to actually become. You have to grok these lessons. They have to become part of you. First thing is a lesson from Robert Kiyosaki. Pay yourself first. When a lot of people get their paycheck, the first thing they do is buy themselves a nice lunch or a nice new suit or dress. And then maybe later, they think about the bills that they have to pay. And hopefully they still have a few dollars left to buy lunch by the end of the pay period. It's not really the kind of situation you want to be in. Prudent thing to do, pay yourself first. Take out 1%, 10% of your paycheck, put it aside so you know it's for investing or saving or tithing. And then you can pay the rest of your debts, and then maybe you buy yourself something nice. On paper, it sounds really simple. Pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. And in practice, it's not so easy to do. That's why so few people do it. Put money aside for yourself. Pay yourself first. Second thing is a bit about how in the modern age, it's kind of easy to be spoiled, like to think that you deserve luxuries. The important thing is tighten the purse strings. Sometimes I think that if our grandparents were to see the way we live today, how flippantly we spend our money and just buy new things and throw out old things, they'd just be shocked. So it's common when you lose a couple of buttons on your shirt, you just throw out the whole shirt and buy a new one. Maybe it's time to break out those Danish butter cookies and find the sewing kit inside. One key expense for a lot of people in Australia, I see people go out and they spend maybe $50, $100, $200 on a nice night out, going out to the pub. It costs a lot for 5 rounds of drinks. Governments know that the common man has very few pleasures and he likes to spend his money on cigarettes and alcohol. So sometimes they tax them a lot, like sometimes as much as 100% in tax. So that's an expensive game to be playing. You don't necessarily want to be playing that game. But maybe you can do stuff like buy black market tobacco, or start brewing your own beer, or just reduce the habit completely. Another thing is meat. In Australia, if you cut meat out of your diet completely, you could save thousands, literally thousands of dollars a year. I remember in the first Anarchapulco, 2015, entrepreneur Travis Boyd got up and he told his story of sacrifice and dream and perseverance about establishing a wireless ISP in his town, which could compete with the oligopoly there. And he said, "I did it. It took me a year. I ate beans and rice, but I did it. And everybody stood up and applauded because they saw the power and the sacrifice and the beauty of that entrepreneurship. And you know what? The funny thing is, beans and rice actually delicious. You put some onion, tomato, the right spices, chili, cumin, maybe some fried plantain if you're doing it Cuban style. And but people don't want to do that. Like I said, we have a lot of luxuries today. Hard to give them up, right? I know what a lot of you people are thinking out there. You're thinking, I could never give up steak for a year. That's just absolute torture. And I have a couple of things to say to you. The first thing is, I love you. The second thing is, you spoiled brat. You flaccid member. You pampered. You pampered, milquetoast child. Didn't your ancestors run across plains barefoot? Didn't they hide out in caves? Didn't they forage, not knowing if they were gonna eat the next meal? Didn't they wonder if they were even gonna survive the next day? And didn't they do it all with a smile on their face? Didn't they possess that strength of body, of spirit, of character? Didn't they sit through snowstorms and sandstorms and thunderstorms and ice storms with barely a pulse to keep their hands warm? Didn't they give that to you? Isn't that your heritage? Isn't that the legacy that you've inherited? Isn't that your being? Isn't that your very name? It's really easy to throw around words like I cannot and I could never, but if you really respected the sacrifices that your ancestors had gone through to get you here, maybe you wouldn't use those words so flippantly. Maybe if you remembered that, you would make the effort to say words like I can, or I can try, or I will, no matter what. It's the 13th of December, 2018. For those people who find a way to save a few thousands of dollars over the next 4 years, things could be crazy. Bitcoin sitting at $3,500 right now. A lot of opportunities out there. Blood is on the streets. People are uncertain. The fear and greed index is standing around 11. Do you have what it takes? Make a few sacrifices? Put the chips down? Take a punt? Maybe your life might change for the better. Thank you for listening to Cryptonomics. Thank you to all those people who are sharing this video with your friends, sharing it on Facebook and everything. I see it. I like it. I love it. I'd like to send the shout out real quick to one dude who's been following me for years, Martin Dillon. And this guy comments on so many of my videos. He always has something positive and wonderful to say. So thank you so much, Mr. Martin Dillon. Have a great day. And remember, stay grateful.